Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Kobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on The Tour Coach. If you're looking to get better at coaching, teaching, or playing the game of golf, you're in the right spot. I'm about to take you behind the scenes, inside the ropes, with all of the people I meet on my journey in the game of golf that are here to shed some experiences and shed some information that's going to help your journey improve and get better. Get ready. Let's go. Let's get better.
Sitting in for another rendition of the Tour Coach, Mr. Sutton. Thanks for hanging out.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Your podcast is phenomenal. So how long have you been doing it?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah, just finished my sixth season.
Back before podcasts were even a thing.
Yeah, well, it was kind of, they were kind of getting going, but Okay. Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing starting out. Just another platform to sort of share information, and I really wanted to have that vibe of like sharing to young coaches.
Okay.
Right? That was like the original vision.
What's it morphed into?
I think everybody, right? Okay. So, but it's more coach to coach. It's not like trying to, not that I want to help players, but it's more about helping other coaches, sharing information, getting my really, really smart friends on the show that I've been fortunate enough to surround myself with, and be able to like share that type of vibe with them. So it's been great. It has gone longer than I ever thought it would. But the fact that, we were at Open Forum last night, and I literally walked onto the putting green with my son that's here with me at the show, which has been really, really cool. And three people come up to me that I don't even know, say, "Hey, I listened to the show. Thank you very much." Like, that makes it all worth it. I'm not awesome. Making any money. I haven't got a big sponsor or anything. So it's really a labor of love. But it's kind of, I enjoy doing it. It's a lot of work, as you know.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just me kind of giving back to the industry that's been so good to me.
Yeah. What have you gotten out of it, learning wise?
Oh, it's so much, right? It's like, it's improved my interviewing skills, right? I've learned how to be a better interviewer or podcast. Like, I study people that do podcasts for a living, which is not even in our industry. I listen to so many podcasts and I like, find a better question to ask. How do I relate that to what I do with my show? Because I do a lot of personal growth stuff on my show as well, right? It's not just teaching stuff. Like, I want to know what the most successful people in our industry are doing on a day-to-day basis that makes them successful. And it's so much more than just what they're teaching, right?
Okay.
So it's how they're living their lives, But like I said, the biggest joy to me is being able to build relationships with people that I didn't know. Like, there's a bunch of people, obviously, that on the show that I were friends with before.
Sure.
But there's so many that people will reach out and say, hey, you got to have this guy on the show. He's great. Or I'll follow him on social and say, I got to get this guy on or whatever. And that's allowed me to build relationships with those people that I would never would have before. Right.
And
so it selfishly, because again, as I didn't set out to like make a lot of money doing it. It's more like, okay, how can I get better as a coach and as a person? Like, what would I want to hear?
Yeah.
If I was listening on the other side, and that's how it kind of came out.
What on the life end of the spectrum has been most beneficial for you? What have you taken away from it?
Yeah. So there are some traits, right? So I think the more you do this and the more people you have on the show and you ask a lot of questions about daily habits and, you know, what are your growth sort of, what's the growth mindset that kind of like has led you to where you are today? And I would say there's a lot of things. I think health and exercise has been a big one that comes up, right? It's like taking care of yourself. I always say you can't reach your goals if you're sick. You can't reach your goals if you don't feel good. So like staying in shape has been a big part of my life. I've used to run marathons and I've been a big time runner for 20 years and kind of led me to a lot of things that's really helped me with my mental health, I think, is very important, right? I've found a common trait with people that do some sort of meditation, right? So meditation practices, something to kind of get you away from the busy life that we lead, right?
Yes.
I'm a single tasker guy. Okay. So it's kind of like I get really overwhelmed if I get too many things, too many balls in the air, right? Which happens to me all the time. So I got a presentation, I get asked to speak at this thing, I got a player that I got to deal with. There's a lot of things. So it's like not being prepared sort of gets me overwhelmed. So like I've started to meditate a lot. I use the Waking Up app. Sam Harris is like kind of my go-to, probably in the last couple of years in a consistent manner. So those are two things that really stand out.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I mean, obviously, we can go into traits of a great coach. We know that we're sort of curious. We know that we're always trying to figure out answers to weird problems, right? I mean, it's just like being present. So it's like I think all of that sort of helps, like when you approach a day, and you have whatever's laid before you, the better you can be in physical shape, the better you can be in mental shape, helps us to do our job better, right? So curiosity, open-mindedness, being sort of the ability to learn. Like, I've literally, it's cool with Nick, we've had usually a lot of the questions I get is like, how do you coach your son that's like a grid player and just turned professional, and he's here at the show with me, which is like super cool, the relationship that we've had. But I've like, I reach out to other coaches all the time, not just for him, but like for other players, right? It's like, hey, if I'm stuck on something, I don't have a big enough ego to go, I'm just gonna like battle through it. I'm gonna find somebody that's smarter than me. He just had a lesson with one of my great friends today, John Tattersall.
Really cool.
That was like, I'm like, this is the guy, like, this is what we need to get. Like, this guy's way better at this than me. Like, let's pick his brain on it. That's and awesome. He loved it, right? Yeah. So it's just like things like that. Like, don't be afraid to sort of, like, he knows, like, I'm a voracious learner. Like, I've read thousands of books. I listen to CDs, podcasts, you know, whatever it is. I'm always trying to, like, feed, you know, that type of part of our brain to where I'm in a good mindset. I'm open to learn, and I'm also be able to deliver that to my students.
How has your coaching changed through the podcast experience?
I'm not sure it's the podcast, but I mean, it's just things that, you know, every year I sort of reflect back on the year and say, okay, what did I do well? What can I get better at? And I think for many years in my career, I was a pretty good technician. I was pretty good with the X's and O's. I knew the golf swing, knew the technique stuff, but I don't think I was a great coach, right? So I think in the last probably 10 years, I've sort of evolved into a better coach, which is like more of like a performance-based type strategy. It's kind of tough to explain, but it's more about sort of how you would transition from like block to random practice, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. But it's just, I think getting more. And that's where, I mean, when you start teaching better players, you better know that side of it.
Yeah.
Like when you start teaching tour players and you're out on the range at a tour event, which I've done a decent amount the last couple of years, it's like, it's not all about the technique. It's like, what do you say to your player? Like, how do you get through to that player? Knowing your player is like the bedside manner, the empathy. It's what I call the EQ versus the IQ.
Okay.
Right? So the IQ is, I think, very easy to come by nowadays. It's on the internet. We've got information. Like, you can go to seminars, you can go shadow coaches. Awesome. The EQ is the difficult part, right? So that's more of, you know, knowing when to say what to say, knowing when not to talk. I mean, all that stuff is,
wait, you know when not to talk?
Well, I'm learning. But yeah, it's just a, you know, that side of it, I think, is a lot of time often. But that's like the Butch Harmon.
Yeah.
Right? I've had him on a podcast a couple times, and that's what his superpower was, the coaching part. You know, it's like everybody's like, oh, technique, blah, blah, blah. That guy gets results.
Yep.
Right? It doesn't matter how much you know. It's like what your player shoots reflects on that.
Mm-hmm. What was your biggest reflection from 2024?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was a heck of a year. Like, I did a podcast with one of my sponsors for the podcast, Jason Bellotti, that I'll give him a shout out to, Astruzzi Golf, new app, a coaching app that I got affiliated with. I'm on his advisory board now. Really, really smart entrepreneur. And we did a podcast together, and we started talking about not really resolutions, but just like kind of what we wanted to do. And I wanted to speak more. I wanted to kind of get out there and speak more. That happened. I got to speak to, I think, 5 or 6 section teaching summits this past year. I wanted to travel a little bit more, which I got to do a little bit more with some of my players. I just won Golf Professional of the Year in the Carolinas, which is, I got to shout that out because it's like, it never happened for a teaching pro, which is super humbled and super honored to do that. Yeah, so I'm actually shooting the videos tomorrow morning for that. And like, I just can't believe that happened, right? It's like, that wasn't definitely not on the bingo card starting out. So it's just nice to be recognized, you know, over a career of where you've just like put a lot of hard work and a lot of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into the section and then just into the game. And pretty cool.
So taking that from 24 to 25, what are some of your challenges?
Oh, wow. I think just keeping the motivation up, right? I mean, it's, you know, I think when you achieve a goal, a lot of times you can have a letdown. It's like finishing a marathon. It's like when I would train for the marathon, like the training was like the most fun part. Because you're building. Okay, you do the race and you're like, everything went great. Afterwards, you're like, holy shit, what do I do now? Right? So having a backup goal is really, really important.
Okay.
So
your backup goal is?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm still kind of working on that. It's early.
It's early
in the year. I don't know. I would love to travel a little bit more. I would love to. I really enjoy visiting different places. Right, but it's really nice to get paid to do it. Okay. So I love, you know, people ask me, like, have you been to this place? No, I mean, I've never, you know, had a lot of money or really strive to make a lot of money. I do fine, obviously, but I would love to travel a little bit more, see some different places, and then just share my story.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Really appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the PGA show, and keep doing what you're doing. Give us a little shameless plug for your podcast for those who are listening and may not.
Well, we always need more downloads, right? Yep. So, and something's in the works right now, hopefully, that could be big as far as a sponsor goes. But shout out to, I'm not going to say, I can't do it. Can't do it. But yeah, everybody will know when it happens.
Okay.
But the Golf Guru Show. Go check it out on all your Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And then follow me on Instagram or TikTok. Went away for like a day, and it's back at Golf Guru TV. So,
all right, perfect. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Thanks, buddy.